Hi, this is Adam Amin, and you're listening to Squash Masters, a junior squash podcast. In this podcast, we'll be interviewing junior squash players and coaches for their tips, tricks, and interesting stories. If you like what you hear, please subscribe.
Welcome back to the Squash Masters podcast. On today's episode, I'm interviewing Max and Caleb, two high schoolers who are organizing a bike-a-thon in the summer. Let's get right into the interview.
Okay, so let's get started with like some introductions, what the names, where do you guys live?
So I'm Caleb Botain. I'm from the Bronx, New York. And so I play for Brunswick Squash, and I play for an urban squash program, City Squash, and that's located in Bronx, New York.
So yeah, I'm Max, and I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, otherwise known as the Land, and I play at the Cleveland Racquet Club. My school doesn't have a team. It's, you know, not a common thing for schools in Ohio to have teams, so I just play on my own, you know, at junior tournaments, and I'm a senior. Yeah, and next year I'll be playing squash at Bates College.
Wow, congrats. So how long have each of you been playing squash for?
So I've been playing squash since I was in third grade, and I'm a junior currently, so I'd say like 9 years maybe.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I picked up a squash racket first at when I was maybe 7 or 8. My cousin introduced me to squash, and my cousins were all really, they were really strong players, and so they got me and my siblings into squash, and ever since then, you know.
Yeah, so how did you guys meet?
So, geez, I would say like maybe what, 7 or 8 summers ago was the, yeah. Or no, because you first stayed with us during the spring for a tournament, and that must have been like 8 years ago.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, that was a while ago. And then ever since then, yeah, Caleb has stayed with my family for a week or two during the summer to train with just at a squash camp at the Cleveland Racquet Club. And it's been a ton of fun. And he's like basically the fourth child, and I'm pretty sure my parents like him more than myself, but it's okay. I've gotten over that, you know. We've been at it.
And what's your favorite thing about the game?
Me personally, you know, it's not a common sport, I guess, like for most people, like, and just playing it, I guess, and playing in tournaments, it's so much fun. The competitiveness, and I guess just like it being different in general, and being able to just have the chance to play such a unique sport. I think that's my favorite part about it.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that. I think that, you know, we are a small sport, but at the same time, it's really nice that it's like totally international, and almost basically everywhere in the world there is, you know, squash. And I think that's just really cool, because I've just gotten to know a ton of people, you know, who live abroad who I wouldn't otherwise have met through squash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So I've heard that you guys are doing a bike-a-thon in the summer. So can you tell me a bit more about that? Like, when is it happening, et cetera?
Yeah, take it away, Caleb.
Yeah, so we're doing a bike-a-thon we're planning on doing it's called a SEA Century Bike-a-thon. We're planning to bike from Squash Smarts, which is in Pennsylvania, and we're gonna bike all the way to New York City, City Squash the Bronx. That's the home goal. Our plan is to raise about $25,000, and do it in 3 days, and it's gonna be really exciting, and we want everybody to, I guess, watch our progress, and we're trying to raise awareness for SEA Squash. Max, do you have anything else to add?
Yeah, so we're currently at over $8,000 in pledges, which we're thrilled about. Well, you know, we still have quite a bit long way to go to 25K. And, you know, most people are familiar with SDA, squash and education, but for those who don't know, you know, Squash and Education Alliance, they are, you know, an umbrella organization that they oversee brand, they oversee organizations that are based in cities across America and affiliates overseas, that they offer additional academic support for low-income students while also teaching them how to play squash. And so both of us, we just really believe in the model, you know, through, even though we've had different experiences with the organizations. And yeah, we can get into that in a bit too.
Yeah. Really, what sparked you to like organize this in the first place, Max?
Okay. Well, I actually thought of like this crazy idea when I was on a run in during quarantine. And then I got home and I talked to my dad and I talked to Caleb and I thought, I'm like, I'm going to run across Ohio. And then they're like, no, you're not. Yeah, that's ridiculous. And then we finally formulated that we were going to bike from Philadelphia to New York City and make it, you know, more manageable, but having the main goal to publicize, you know, increase accessibility to squash and Squash and Education Alliance, and using squash as a tool for, you know, building community and academics and education.
And Caleb, can you tell me what really are your dreams for this bikeathon and what you hope for it?
Yeah, so our dreams for this bikeathon, of course, you know, not only to raise awareness for STA, but, you know, possibly like, even, you know, even make this an annual thing by some chance, you know, maybe we can get even not only us two, but like other urban squash kids to like do the same thing that we're doing, you know, have the opportunity to learn and raise money and just, you know, help out their communities. I that's like, you know, our goal for this.
And is the bikeathon open for the public?
So when we planned it, we wanted to make sure that we could be successful in like any COVID circumstance. So it's just going to be us too, especially with logistics. But you know, we're thrilled to see anyone, you know, getting out the word and putting on social media and whatnot and all that good stuff.
And can you tell me like a little bit more about the like route that you guys are taking?
It starts on July 10th. So July 10th, we take off from Squash Smarts in Philadelphia. And then that night we're going to spend in Princeton, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then July 11th, we're going to finish at City Squash, which is, you know, where Caleb trains, you know, when he's not at his school course or any other course in the Bronx. Yeah.
And how are you guys planning like to pack for this big trip?
Max, you want to take this one?
I mean, yeah, that we still have, there are like still like a ton of smaller details that we have to work out. And it is like a little bit overwhelming at times because we also have to juggle school and, you know, we're both training really hard and, but we still have to figure out like, you know, stuff like what shirts we're going to wear. And we're still working on finalizing a possible corporate bike sponsor. Yeah. So there's just a lot of little things that still have to be worked out, but you know, we still have a few more months to get going on that.
And just jumping on how you said it's hard to balance with school, how are you guys finding like you're being able to play squash during like the pandemic, and then you're also like balancing school, and then you're also like organizing this? Can you tell me a bit more about like that struggle?
Yeah, so me personally, like I guess I'm a junior this year, and you know it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, college process, schools, this bikeathon. It's been a lot, but it's honestly it's been fun. You know, just being able to you know talk to Max and get through this. I think, you know, squash of course. Haven't been able to play as much as I want because of quarantine, but I guess it kind of gives us, and you know, me and Max are like busy people, so I guess like you, we always want to find, you know, something to do. So I think that like not being able to play as much squash gives me more time to work on this fundraiser.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And this sounds like really, really exciting. How can we follow your progress on social media leading up to the bike-a-thon and during it?
Yes, so we're, we have an Instagram and a Facebook. Our Instagram is at Squash Century Bike-a-thon. And our Facebook is just Max Good Caleb Boateng, you know, with that name. And also you can donate with, I'm sure we'll provide a link. There's also a link on our Facebook and Instagram, and there's all on that link. You can also read into more information about our ride and our process.
Yeah, definitely. And for, yeah. So what are your goals in 3 years, just like in general?
3 years. Wow. hopefully I'll be in college. Hopefully I'll make it. Yeah, still playing squash and figuring out, you know, I really hope that I can, that we can both still be involved in SEA and contributing to, you know, making squash more accessible, and also continue to use it as, you know, a tool for building community. Cause that's, you know, that's really just one of the reasons why I love squash. And it's different from any of the sports that, any of the other sports I've played, because, you know, everyone knows each other because we are a relatively small sport. And it leaves a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Just being able to give back in 3 years would be great.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys have like any tips for young people who might be listening to this, who like to like start to like make a change and like start advocating for these things?
Yeah, I guess just like don't be open-minded to any ideas. Like if you have a crazy idea that pops in your mind, it might not be, it's probably not going to be it, but you will be able to, you know, evolve it into something amazing. Just like, you know, I thought that I was going to run, you know, across Ohio with Caleb, and that, you know, is not realistic, which we discussed, but it also, it allowed us to create this idea, and we're just really, really excited, to be able to represent squash and education aligned. So I would just say to be open-minded to, you know, I guess anything that pops in your mind of how you could make a change.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really enjoyed having you guys on here.
Thank you, Adam. Yeah.
Thank you, guys, Adam.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed the episode, you can subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. As we try to grow the show, one way is for you guys to only share with just one friend who you think should listen to the show. Thank you!